with SBS Radio.
A big year for cricket next year, 2020. ICC T20 Women's and Men's World Cup will take place in Australia next year. We have with us Nick Hockley, the CEO of ICC T20 World Cup. Welcome to SBS Studios.
Thank you so much for having me.
We would love to hear about 1 year exactly to go for the World Cup. How is ICC preparing for it, especially having so many cricket fans around?
Well, it's absolutely 1 year until the men's T20 World Cup, but it's now it's 4 months only until the women's T20 World Cup, which starts on February the 21st in Sydney. So we have two World Cups next year and preparations are really ramping up. It's a really big day, 1 year to go to the men's, because we go on sale with tickets to the men's competition, which means that all the tickets, both the women's and the men's, are now available, and plans are really ramping up.
Tell me, how is the interest from the Indian community living in Australia and actually across the world? I've heard so many people would want to come down to Australia to see the World Cup.
It's absolutely incredible. I mean, I was very privileged to attend the last T20 World Cup in India back in 2016, which was a lifelong dream. And just to see the passion, and really that tournament was instrumental in setting up the plans for this event, as was the Cricket World Cup here in 2015. And I remember very fondly that match at the MCG when India took on South Africa. There were about 70,000 Indian fans. It was a sea of blue, and really opened our eyes just to the passion and the community. And what's particularly incredible is how all different ages come together, where it's grandparents, parents, young kids, and that's absolutely the festival atmosphere that we can't wait to see, both for the women's and the men's World Cups next year.
Yes, absolutely. There are a huge amount of interest coming from Indian fans as well, who would be interested in flying down from India to see some games. India is playing against England at MCG. What sort of interest have you seen from fans abroad?
We've seen great amount of interest, and we're working very closely with the Australian government, with Tourism Australia, who've launched an international campaign welcoming people to come. So I think what we'd say to the Indian fans living in Australia, it's a great opportunity to welcome family and friends from India to come. And certainly we expect all of the Indian matches to be very, very well attended. And as you say, a big clash on Sunday night, England versus India at the MCG, should just be an absolutely incredible atmosphere.
Tell us about the Women's World Cup. The Indian women's cricket team also has a huge fan following here in Australia. Your vision of filling up the MCG for the finals?
So I think we're living through a pretty extraordinary time when it comes to cricket for women and girls. Certainly the development and the growth trajectory has been incredible. I've got two young daughters and absolutely love taking them to the cricket. So we see the T20 World Cup here in Australia as a real opportunity to show global leadership in equality. And for that reason, we've sought to play the matches in all of the best venues across the country, and really to give the Women's T20 World Cup and the Men's T20 World Cup equal billing. So some of the highlights: we've got the opening match, which is Australia against India at Sydney Olympic Park, 20 years on from the Sydney Olympics, and that will be a fantastic opening celebration to the whole year of T20 cricket. We're going to have a great opening celebration, which will include music and dance and all of the cultures of the different competing teams. And then we play festivals all around the country, including Perth. There are two India matches here in Melbourne in the group stage at Junction Oval in St Kilda. And then, as you mentioned, we are trying to set a new record for the highest attendance at a female sporting event in history, with the final on International Women's Day. So we encourage everyone to come along. It's going to be an incredibly uplifting celebration of equality, empowerment, and also a fantastic World Cup final.
Absolutely. And it wouldn't be any challenge to fill up the MCG for the men's final, hoping that the Indian cricket team makes it to the finals next year. But what can fans expect for the ICC men's tournament?
So obviously it's going to be an amazing privilege to have all of the world superstars all in Australia at the same time. I think T20, it's the fast-paced format of the game. It's a really concentrated tournament. The teams travelling around, they play pretty much one game every two or three days. So I think you can see lots of action-packed. I think you can see a lot of music, a lot of celebration, which will be at the grounds, but also we're working with each of the cities to have activation areas where people can congregate and join and celebrate not only the matches that are happening in their city, but the matches that are happening all around the country. And I think we can see that it'll be really, really competitive. Certainly, T20 is a little bit more prone to upsets. Obviously, West Indies are the defending champions. Australia have never hosted the event. They've also never won the men's event. And India are obviously an absolute powerhouse. And we shouldn't forget that Pakistan are actually ranked number one in T20 currently in the world. So it'll be wide open. Afghanistan have qualified ahead of Sri Lanka for the Super 12 round and have got some really, really exciting players, as well as the number one bowler in the world in Rashid Khan, the number one T20 bowler. So I think what we can see is just a wide open competition. The tournament has been upgraded from the World T20 to the T20 World Cup. So it now has the same status as the 50 over version of the game. So it's just going to be a fantastic year of T20 cricket in 2020.
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us today, Nick.
Thank you for having me.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.